Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And so much has been said over the past few weeks. Again, it's even in the news about anti-Semitism and how many people have been talking negatively about Israel, about the people, the Jewish people there. And I said last week, I sure don't agree with everything Israel's doing. At the same time, I don't agree with everything our president does. But I want to look at biblically what God says. And the title of your paper is God Done with Israel. Is he finished with Israel? There's a lot of people in the Baptist ranks and others who they have a teaching that all of God's promises to Israel are now given over to the church. That is called covenant theology. That whatever God promised Israel, he's taken it away from them, and now he's giving it to the church. Well, that's what I want to share with you this morning. Again, trying to finish up our study with some verses for your own benefit, so you can take it home and study, and it may help you with this. When you hear people talk about Israel and the wicked people, it was neat to see this yesterday. We had the funeral for Miss Pat Quimby, and one of the fellows who worked at Ott Laughlin, he was a Jewish fellow. He had on the kofar, yarmulke. And he stayed outside, and I noticed him. He was welcoming people who were coming to the funeral. I noticed he would look up at the Israel flag every once in a while and just kind of smile. I'm probably amazed that we're flying an Israel flag. I would know, because I'm there in the foyer, and he'd just look up and just smile. Anyway, in Romans chapter number 11, verses 1 and 2, I would think these verses that we're showing you would just shut down that conversation about God's people, Israel, how he's done with them. He's cast them away, gave everything over to the New Testament church. I'm just amazed how people cherry pick scriptures and kind of make it their own doctrine. But here's what the Word of God says in verse number 1 of chapter number 11. I say then, hath God cast away his people? And speaking of Israel, then these next two words, God forbid. For I am also of Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Now notice this, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. And you have it on your outline, and I won't rehash it because time won't allow. I won't get into some scripture. But Israel is still God's people, as far as the chosen people. Yet they are the most disrespected people on earth today, undoubtedly. Nobody picks on, let me put it, Israel's picked on more than anybody else. I mean, you think of all these nations all over the world, it's always Israel that people are condemning and all. And there's some statistics, I won't read it, about how many Jews are in the world, how many's in Israel, and how many Muslims are. Anyway, it's quite interesting. Now, this was as of last 2 weeks ago. Might have changed it a little bit, but as of 2 weeks ago, this is the numbers. Number two, it is still God's place, yet it is the most disputed place on earth. That's why they have the wars, the battles, whether it's the Gaza Strip or whatever you hear about, all the things going on, it's over this land. The Palestinians said, this is our land, and oh, this is our land. And so it is the most disputed place on the face of this earth. And there's some statistics that talk about that. And I will note that in the millennium, the land of Israel will become 300,000 square miles. God has promised them a land. And that's in Ezekiel chapter number 48, where he divides that land among the 12 tribes of Israel during the millennium. And if you put it all together where it's at, it takes in all of Jordan, Lebanon, most of Syria, Iraq, much of Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. So God has promised them this land mass to Israel, and they will receive it. And so it is the most disputed place on earth. And number three, they're in God's plan, yet it's the most disregarded plan on earth, and that's our subject matter about is God done with Israel. You note in the first thing that, remember, God cannot lie. And we have to build our foundation upon that. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 18. These are things that are immutable. Two things. It cannot change. And number one of them is that God cannot lie. So what God said, he's going to keep his promise. Okay, I may lie. Hope not, but I might. You may lie. Well, I know you do. Shouldn't have said that. I'm kidding. But anyway, God cannot lie. He cannot. It's impossible. It's not in his character to lie. So remember that. And I want to know, he has promised them an everlasting covenant. And now I want to read some of these verses. You have them here, but I want to read them so you can see them. And I know this is being broadcasted, it'll be on the radio and all, and a lot of people, these people who are listening don't have these papers. So I want to take the time to read. Remember, these are God's promises, and he calls it an everlasting covenant. Now, I know I'm not very smart, I'm not very intelligent, but I do know what the word everlasting means. It means unending. It's continual. Psalm 105. Verses 6 through 11. Let me read these. You don't have to turn there, but I'll read them. You have a reference on your paper, but here's what the psalmist says, Psalm 105. Begin verse number 6. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. So we see that it's an everlasting covenant. In Jeremiah chapter number 32, beginning in verse number 37. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries, whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. That hasn't happened yet, obviously. But one day during the millennium, this is what it's talking about. He's going to bring them all back, and they're going to dwell safely in that land. Verse number 38, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever. This has not happened yet, but it will happen. Amen. For the good of them and of their children after them. Remember I talked about here a while back about the millennium? They're going to have children, they're going to have children, they're going to have children. Here's another reference. I couldn't give you all the verses. There's so many verses about people having children in the millennium and eternity. This is another reference here. Thousand generation, we just read thousands of generations. Well, here it talks about that and their children after them. Now, verse number 40, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them that do good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Again, God has made a promise to his people, and it's going to happen, an everlasting covenant, just to them, not just to them in the millennium, but to their children and to their children. By the way, when he says in verse number 38, I have a note I put on mine that is not on yours. When he talks about my people and I'll be their God and all these other things, he's talking about Israel and not the church. Reference that. He's not talking about the church here. He's talking about Israel, his people. It's going to happen in the millennium.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.